Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning is the second lesson appointed for today. We read in Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the Word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, fellow redeemed by Christ's blood. In the weeks before my daughter Emily's wedding 10 years ago, my wife and I took ballroom dancing lessons. If you've ever done that, you know that the key to the whole thing is keeping in step. So the instructor latches on to you and uses their feet to guide your feet where they want them to go. That's exactly what Paul is talking about here when it comes to the call of the Holy Spirit to bring us into faith. We saw it just moments ago. The Holy Spirit won Caitlin's heart. He latched on to her, and by the Word of God created saving faith in her heart. And now that Holy Spirit is going to guide her steps through life so that she keeps in step with Him. That's what it means to be a Christian. Since we live by the Spirit, we keep in step with the Spirit. Or to put it another way, life in the Spirit is like dancing. First of all, it means to keep in step. And secondly, it brings joy and satisfaction. Life, new life in the Holy Spirit, is not an abstract. It's the very reality of our daily lives as Christians. How do we live life in the Spirit? As husbands and wives, as parents and children, as employers and employees, as fellow Christians dealing with fellow Christians, as Christians dealing even with our enemies. Life in the Spirit is that keeping in step with the Spirit particularly in our relationships. As he often does, the Apostle Paul emphasizes the positive by describing the negative. This isn't keeping in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. In Greek, provoking and envying are participles that describe what it means to be conceited. Provoking means to challenge someone to combat. It's the idea of bullying or pushing someone around. It's the idea of taking your finger and sticking it in somebody's face to try to get a rise out of them because you think that you're better than they are and that you can take them. Envy leads to jealousy and ambition. Conceit is unknown to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not walk in provoking and envying. And so Paul exhorts us that as we live in that new life with the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit and avoid those things. A person who is conceited is someone who seeks undeserved respect or vain glory. That's the kind of person we would call an empty suit. They look good on the outside, but there's really nothing inside. The Holy Spirit knows nothing about that. But life in the Spirit is gentle, especially when I approach my neighbor who has been overtaken or caught in a sin. We who are spiritual are to go to that person gently. And what that means is we don't go to them with conceit. We don't go thinking, we never sin. Sin never happens in my life. We never chide them for their sin, like, what's wrong with you that you're living in that sin? We don't envy them in their sin and think, boy, I wish I could do that too. Paul says, if we go to them in that way, be careful. Watch out. Because we could be overtaken by that same sin that has overtaken them, or another sin. But rather, with a full sense of our sin and guilt, we reproach them gently. And with a deep sense and knowledge and trust in the forgiveness of our sins, we approach them gently, ready to forgive them for what they have done. When you are dancing, if you've ever had dancing lessons, you know that one of the very first things they tell you is hold your partner lightly. Be gentle with your partner. Life in the Spirit is being gentle with people with whom we are in a relationship. When you're dancing, you also must concentrate on your own feet and not worry about the other person's feet. Because finally, the only thing you can test is what your feet are doing. You have no control in dancing over what your partner is doing. And so when you concentrate and test the actions of your own feet, then when they're amiss, you can correct them. Or, if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, you can take pride in that. And this word for pride doesn't mean sinful pride. It simply means that I'm rather happy that things are going the way I would like them to go. So I rejoice that my feet are moving the way that I want them to be moving. And so Paul exhorts us, don't judge other people's sins. Don't go to other people and test their actions with conceit. But rather, each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride, and there that really means rejoicing or gladness, in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry his own load. So you see, we're to carry one another's burdens, but we're also to carry our own load. On the one hand, we go gently to those overtaken in sin to call them to repentance and to forgive them. And in the meantime, on the other hand, we take care of ourselves, guarding ourselves, so that we do not fall into conceit, into provoking and envy. Self-examination is carrying my own load. Think also of a soldier. The Greek word that is translated here to keep in step can be used in dancing, but it also is the word that's used for marching. Soldiers march in step. There's even march music. Music that you can march to. So on the one hand, a soldier carries his own load, or her own load. They carry their own pack and their own equipment, worrying and thinking only about themselves and what they have to carry. But when they see a fellow soldier who has stumbled or who has fallen or who has gotten out of step, they gently go and help that fellow soldier up. They gently go and call that fellow soldier back into step. Not with pride and arrogance and thinking that they're better than the one who has fallen or chiding the one who has fallen, but with gentleness, with concern and care, carrying that other soldier's burden and helping them to get back into step. Life in the Spirit, new life in the Spirit, is like dancing because it's in keeping step with the Holy Spirit, particularly in that gentleness that is a fruit of the Spirit that Paul lists just before our text. But it also brings joy and satisfaction. A former Lutheran pastor and professor wrote a very good book on marriage. And the title is Marriage is Like Dancing. You'll have to judge for yourself, plagiarism here in the theme of my sermon. But on the other hand, Solomon says, there's nothing new under the sun. But to me, dancing is just such a perfect metaphor for life in the Spirit. And he applies that life in the Spirit particularly to marriage. But in dancing, when you have followed your instructor, when you have learned your steps, there is joy and satisfaction. I'm so happy that at my daughter's wedding, my wife and I were able to dance beautifully, keeping in step with one another. I guess those of you who were there and witnessed it will be the final judge of that. But as I recall, it really paid off listening to our instructor, to following their steps. What joy and satisfaction I had dancing with my daughter and not stepping all over her feet. We gave many compliments to our instructors because of the way that they led us. The Apostle Paul, through the Galatians here, talks about instructors in God's Word. those who teach us God's Word through which the Holy Spirit leads our steps. He had written the Galatians particularly, in Christ Jesus, you are all the children of God through faith. Now, Paul was not looking for compliments. Paul wasn't looking for them to pat him on the back. But he did remind them that the most important person in our lives is the person who instructs us in God's Word, who teaches us, who proclaims the gospel, who leads us, because it is through that Word that the Holy Spirit gives us new life and leads our steps in His. When you and I follow the steps of that Holy Spirit, we are led to acknowledge our instructors. And that's what Paul means when he says that those who have instructed us in the Word are worthy of good things. They are worthy of our respect. They are worthy of our honor and our support because they share God's Word with us. One of the truths that Paul teaches here also as we walk in the Spirit is as we find joy and satisfaction living under God and don't mock Him. Be not deceived, Paul writes, God is not mocked. People who mock God literally try to outwit someone. They try to get the best of them and ignore their word. And that's really what it means to mock God. To try to get the best of Him, to try to outwit Him, to ignore His word. If someone follows that path, it leads to corruption. If we want to walk according to our flesh, according to sin, it will lead us to the corruption that leads to destruction in hell. But rather, we reap what we sow. When we sow to the Spirit, when we walk in the Spirit, when we follow in His steps as He leads us, then in God's time we will receive that great harvest of eternal life. Learning and following the steps of the foxtrot and the waltz and all of those other dances can be very frustrating. It can be very tiring. And the temptation is to just give up, or to follow your own steps, or to think it's really not worth the effort. Paul warns us, let us not grow weary in doing good. Certainly it's a temptation for all of us following the Spirit to give up, because it can be frustrating, and it can be difficult, and it can be tiring to day in and day out misstep and be re-led by the Spirit in daily repentance and faith to follow in His steps. Paul urges us, don't grow weary. Don't give up. Don't miss out on the joy and satisfaction that comes with following the Spirit's step. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the household of faith. New life in the Spirit is like dancing. It's about keeping in step with the Spirit. It's about finding joy and satisfaction in keeping step with Him. And so as Paul writes to the Philippians then, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Amen.